All right, let's do this. Vision and mission statements. We're diving deep today.
Deep dive, yeah.
You wanted to know like what they are, right? Why they matter and how to make them work for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
So we went and we found this guide for entrepreneurs.
Yeah.
It's
Right.
pretty good.
It is.
I found a lot of really great stuff in here. One of the things that jumped out to me was this research showing that companies that have really strong, well-defined vision and mission statements,
Right.
they actually have happier employees and more loyal customers,
Oh, yeah, for sure.
which I think makes a lot of sense.
It does.
But that's something we're going to have to unpack in a little bit.
For sure.
So we're going to break down all the key takeaways
Okay.
from this guide and figure out how to nail your vision and mission.
Sounds good.
First off, what is the difference between a vision statement and a mission statement?
Yeah, that's a good question because they do kind of get mixed up sometimes.
Yeah, they do.
And I think the easiest way to think about it is this. Your vision statement is really your aspirational future.
Okay.
It's your big, audacious dream.
So, like the pie in the sky, like
Totally.
if everything goes perfectly,
Yeah.
this is where we're gonna end up.
Exactly. Think like 5, 10, even 20 years down the line. What impact do you want to have on the world? That's your vision statement.
I like that.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's vision. Our mission statement is a little bit different, right?
Yeah, so your mission statement is much more grounded in the present.
Okay.
It's really about the concrete actions you're taking right now
Right.
to make that vision a reality.
To get to the vision.
Exactly. And it defines your purpose, right? So why does your company exist? What problem are you solving? And how are you going about it? That's what your mission statement should answer.
Okay, I'm starting to get it. So the vision is like the what, and the mission is the how.
Exactly.
But honestly, like, who cares? Why should anyone care? I mean, does it really make a difference in the day-to-day running of a business?
It does. It can make a huge difference. Think about this. Your vision and mission statements are like your company's North Star.
Okay.
They provide direction and alignment for everyone, from the CEO all the way down to the newest intern.
Yeah.
It's like this shared roadmap that everyone can refer to.
But what about when that roadmap needs to change?
Yeah.
I mean, businesses pivot all the time.
They do.
How do you keep that mission statement relevant
That's a good question.
without it sounding like,
A broken promise.
yeah, exactly.
Right. That's where that ongoing review process comes in. So as your business evolves, your vision and mission, they might need to be tweaked, right? They
Yeah.
might need to be completely overhauled.
Sure.
The key is to be flexible and adaptable while staying true to your core values.
Okay, so you're saying it's not about clinging to the past.
No.
It's about using those statements as a guiding principle
Exactly.
and then allowing for growth and change.
Right.
Okay, that makes a lot of sense. So the guide talks about these core building blocks, like what makes a strong vision or mission statement?
Yeah.
Where do we even begin with that?
Okay, so for your vision statement, that future focus is absolutely crucial.
Okay.
You really want to paint a vivid picture of the world you're trying to create. Don't be afraid to be bold. Don't be afraid to be ambitious,
Be crazy.
but a little bit crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, what legacy do you want to leave behind?
Okay, so if it doesn't sound at least a little bit crazy, then you're probably not thinking big enough.
Probably not thinking big enough.
I like that. Okay, so that's the vision statement. Now, what about the mission statement? What are the key ingredients for that?
Clarity is key.
Okay.
You need to clearly articulate your purpose. You know, why does your company get out of bed every morning? What unique value are you bringing to the world? And who are you serving?
So it's not enough to just be like, we're going to make the world a better place.
No, not at all.
You got to be specific about how.
Exactly.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And you know, you also need to highlight your core values here.
Okay.
You know, it's really about showcasing how those values are woven into your day-to-day operations.
Walking the walk.
Yeah, walking the
I'm
walk.
just talking the talk.
Exactly.
Now, one thing I'm curious about, the guide also mentions this thing, this concept of a BHAG. BHAs.
BHAGs,
What
yes.
is a BHAG?
So BHAGs are your big, hairy, audacious goals.
Okay.
These are those goals that like push you beyond incremental thinking.
So it's like a vision statement on steroids.
In a way, yeah, they're meant to be bold and even a little intimidating.
Okay.
Think of Microsoft in the 1970s, right? Their BHAG was to have a computer on every desk and in every home,
Wow.
which seemed crazy at the time.
Yeah.
But that BHAG really fueled their innovation and shaped the world we live in today.
I like that.
Yeah.
So it's not just about setting a lofty goal. It's about pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
Exactly. BHAs are all about igniting passion and pushing boundaries.
And for everyone listening, I want to pose this question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What's your BHAG? What's your big, hairy, audacious goal? Don't hold back. Let your imagination run wild. We'll talk about how to craft those statements in just a bit. But first,
let's talk about how to actually craft these statements.
Yeah, let's get practical.
So this guide, I really like it because it gives you a roadmap.
Yeah.
It doesn't just leave you hanging with all these big ideas.
Right.
So for your vision statement,
mm-hmm.
the first step is to brainstorm those long-term goals. You know, what are the transformations that you want to see
mm-hmm.
in your industry, you know, 5-10 years down the line?
So you're saying it's not just about the company. It's
yeah.
about like the bigger picture.
The bigger picture. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like what kind of future are you working towards? And this is where gathering your team can be so valuable.
Yeah.
Because everyone brings a different perspective.
Right.
And, you know, those diverse viewpoints, they can lead to some really inspiring ideas.
I bet. I mean, I can imagine that brainstorm session getting pretty energetic.
For sure.
So then once you have all these ideas, what do you do with them?
Okay. So once you have all these ideas, you got to start looking for patterns, right? You know, what are the common threads? What resonates most deeply with the team?
Okay.
And from there, you can start shaping those ideas into that powerful vision statement.
I like that.
That captures the essence of what you're trying to achieve.
Okay, so that's vision statement. That's step one.
Mm-hmm.
What about the mission statement? How do we tackle that?
Okay, so for the mission statement, I think clarity is key.
Okay.
You need to imagine explaining your mission
mm-hmm.
to a complete stranger. And would they understand what you do and why it matters?
So no jargon.
No jargon, no buzzwords.
Yeah.
Keep it simple, keep it straightforward, and focused on the core purpose of your company.
Okay. And the guide also mentioned something called whiteboard visioning.
Oh, yeah. Whiteboard visioning. This is a fun one.
Okay. Tell me about it.
It's super simple, but it's so effective. So basically, you get all your key stakeholders in a room.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get a whiteboard or even just a big sheet of paper.
Okay.
And you just start brainstorming those long-term goals and aspirations.
Okay.
No idea is too big or too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
The goal is to just get everything out on the table.
I like that. No judgment.
Exactly.
Just
big ideas.
Big ideas.
Okay. So once you have all these ideas up on the whiteboard,
yeah.
where do you go from there?
So then you start grouping them, right? Looking for themes, looking for patterns.
Okay.
And this process can be really helpful in identifying those shared aspirations that are going to form the foundation of your vision statement.
Now, what about for the mission statement?
So for the mission statement, there's this other great exercise
okay.
called customer persona brainstorm.
Interesting.
Yeah. You know, we talked about defining your target audience, right? Like really getting specific about who you're trying to reach.
Okay.
So this exercise takes that a step further.
You're actually going to create these detailed profiles of your ideal customer.
So it's like writing a character sketch.
Totally. Yeah. And, you know, their demographics, their challenges, their goals, even their aspirations.
So we're getting granular.
Granular, yes.
Yeah.
As granular as possible.
I like it.
The goal is to really understand your target audience
mm-hmm.
on a deep level.
So you can really speak to them.
So you can speak directly to them.
I like that.
And then when you can articulate that value proposition in your mission statement, that's when it becomes really compelling.
Okay, so we've got these great exercises. We've got whiteboard visioning for the vision statement. We've got customer persona brainstorm for the mission statement.
Mm-hmm.
What about BHAs?
BHAs.
Any fun exercises for BHAs?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, so for BHAs, there's something called, and this is one of my favorites, BHAG brain writing.
BHAG brain writing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this is great for getting everyone involved and really sparking those big, bold ideas.
Yeah.
Nice.
So what you're going to do is you're going to get a bunch of sticky notes.
Okay.
And you're going to ask everyone to write down
mm-hmm.
their most ambitious goal for the company.
Yeah.
No holding back.
Yeah.
No judgment. Just let those ideas flow.
I like that. No judgment.
Yeah. No judgment. You know, the goal is to encourage everyone to think outside the box.
Right. And dream big.
And dream big.
Okay. Judgment. Then what?
And then you have everyone stick their notes on a wall.
Mm-hmm.
And then, as a group,
yeah.
you vote on the most compelling BHAG.
So it's like a collaborative effort.
Exactly.
To figure out the most outrageous goal.
And that winning BHAG,
mm-hmm.
that's what you're going to refine and polish.
Yeah.
And that's going to be that powerful statement that's going to guide your company for years to come.
I love these exercises because it makes it so much more interactive.
It does.
It's not just sitting in a boardroom thinking of something clever.
Yeah, no, it's so much more fun, right?
Yeah, it's a lot more fun and engaging.
Yeah.
And you get everyone involved.
And you get buy-in from the team, right?
Exactly.
Because when people feel like they've contributed to the vision and mission, they're much more likely to be invested
for sure
in making them a reality.
Okay, so we've talked about the why and the how. Now let's look at some companies that are actually doing this well.
Yeah, some examples.
The guide talks about Google and Tesla as companies that have these really strong vision and mission statements.
They are. They're both great examples.
So let's start with Google. Their vision statement is to provide access to the world's information in one click.
Mm-hmm.
What makes that statement so effective?
It's ambitious, right? Yeah. They're talking about providing access to the world's information.
To everybody.
To everybody, to everyone on the planet.
Yeah.
Like, that's huge.
It is.
And it's also incredibly concise.
Yeah.
They're able to convey such a complex idea.
Yeah.
In just a few words, which makes it memorable, right?
Mm-hmm.
And easy to share.
Okay. What about their mission statement? How does that fit in?
So their mission statement is to organize the world's information and make it universally accessible and useful.
So it's like they're taking it a step further.
It's building on that vision, right? Providing a roadmap for how they're going to achieve it.
Yeah, so it's not just about making the information available.
Yeah.
It's about organizing it.
Organizing it.
Making it accessible.
Accessible and useful.
Yeah.
Yeah, making sure that it's actually valuable.
Okay, what about Tesla? What's their vision statement?
So Tesla's vision statement is to create the most compelling car company of the 21st century by driving the world's transition to electric vehicles.
So bold.
Bold.
Yeah.
Disruptive.
They're not messing around.
They're not messing around at all.
And you know what I like about Tesla is they have that commitment to sustainability.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's woven through everything they do.
It is.
So it's not just about making cool cars.
No, it's about changing the world.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Now, their mission statement. Tell me about that.
So their mission statement is nice and short and sweet: to accelerate the world's transition to sustainable energy.
Very focused.
Very focused. So again, you see how the vision and mission statements, they work together.
Yeah.
Right? The vision is about being the most compelling car company.
Mm.
And the mission is about accelerating the transition to sustainable energy.
And they both work together to achieve that same goal.
Exactly.
I like that. But, you know, these are big companies. Everybody knows these companies.
Right.
What about smaller companies, like startups,
nonprofits? I think it's even more crucial for those organizations to have a clear sense of purpose.
Okay.
Because they're often operating with limited resources.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? They're facing fierce competition.
Mm-hmm.
So they really need that guiding light to keep them on track.
But what about people who aren't running businesses?
Mm-hmm.
Could they? I mean, does it make sense for somebody to have a personal vision and mission statement?
I think it's incredibly powerful. Yeah, it's all about taking those same principles, you know, clarity, purpose, action, and applying them to your own life.
But a lot of people aren't comfortable with that.
Yeah.
You know, thinking so big.
It can be intimidating.
Yeah.
Right.
What would you say to those folks?
I would say start small.
Okay.
You know, don't try to write like the perfect statement right out of the gate.
Mm.
Just take some time to reflect on your values, right? What do you want to achieve?
Yeah.
What kind of impact do you want to have on the world?
So just start asking those questions.
Yeah, start with those questions and then let the vision emerge.
Okay. And the guide also talks about some pitfalls to avoid when crafting these statements.
Yeah.
So let's dive into that, because nobody wants to end up with a vision statement that's just a bunch of fluff.
Right. Nobody wants a fluffy vision statement.
Yeah.
Right. Nobody wants a fluffy vision statement.
No. We want something with some substance.
Substance, yeah.
So what are some of those red flags that we should be looking out for?
I think one of the biggest mistakes I see is people using too many buzzwords.
Oh, yeah.
You know, those empty phrases like synergy or paradigm shift.
Yeah.
They sound really impressive, but they don't actually mean anything.
Like trying to dress a bland dish with a fancy garnish.
Exactly.
It looks good, but there's no flavor.
Your vision and mission statements should be clear, concise, and authentic.
Mm.
They should reflect your company's unique personality and values.
And speaking of values.
Yes.
Another pitfall I see is companies that don't actually embody those values
Yeah.
in their day-to-day.
That's a big one.
Right. It's like that saying, actions
Yeah.
speak louder than words.
Exactly
So
that.
you can say, you know, we value work-life balance,
Right.
but if you're expecting employees to be available 24/7,
Yeah, it's not going to fly.
your vision and mission statements will lose all credibility.
Totally.
So it's not just about writing a nice sounding statement.
Yeah.
You have to actually live it.
You got to walk the walk.
Yeah. You got to walk the walk.
Not just talk the talk.
And that's where that ongoing review process comes in, right?
Exactly.
You have to actually revisit these statements.
Regularly.
Yeah. And make sure they're still relevant. Make sure they're still inspiring.
Make sure they're aligned with your values.
Right. Because the world changes.
The world changes.
Your business changes.
Constantly.
And those statements might need to change too.
And don't forget to involve your team in that process.
Oh, yeah.
You know, get their feedback, listen to their ideas.
Make them feel like they're part of it.
Exactly. Because ultimately, those vision and mission statements are only as strong as the people who believe in them.
Yeah, it's about creating that shared sense of purpose.
Exactly.
Everyone working together.
Towards a common goal.
I like that. So this has really got me thinking about vision and mission statements for, you know, not just companies,
right,
but for myself.
Yes.
For individuals.
I love that.
Do you ever encourage your clients to create personal vision and mission statements?
I do. I think it's such an empowering exercise.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's all about you, right?
Yeah.
It's taking the time to reflect on your values, your goals, your aspirations.
Mm-hmm.
Like, what do you want to achieve in your life?
Mm-hmm.
What legacy do you want to leave behind?
So it's like a roadmap for your life.
Totally. And it doesn't have to be this, you know, big, elaborate document.
Okay.
Even just a few simple sentences that capture your core values
mm-hmm.
can be incredibly powerful.
I love that. So before we wrap up,
yeah,
is there anything else, any other wisdom that you want to leave our listeners with?
I would just encourage everyone to embrace the power of intentionality.
Oh.
You know, whether you're crafting a vision statement for your company or just thinking about your personal goals,
mm-hmm.
taking the time to articulate what you want to achieve is powerful.
Powerful stuff. It's about making things happen.
Yeah.
Not just waiting for them to happen.
Exactly.
Well, this deep dive was amazing.
It was fun.
I'm ready to go dust off my personal vision statement and see if it still makes sense.
I'd love to hear it sometime.
And to everyone listening, thanks for joining us on this journey.
Yeah, thanks for listening.
We hope you learned a lot about vision and mission statements.
I hope so.
And, you know, whether you're using them for your business, your personal life, or anything in between.
Anything.
Remember, don't be afraid to dream big and let your values guide you.
Yeah, dream big.
Until next time, keep diving deep.